1360, 610, 1240, and 1470. The Talk of Connecticut.
Ready to be motivated? Are you ready to be inspired? Well, I predict you're going to be. Let me just set the stage, and this is kind of a lengthy introduction. I apologize, but let me just set the stage for our next guest. I'm going to start with some facts. Estimated 1.37 million of the total homeless population are children under the age of 18. Over 80% of these children are either addicts and or abused. The foster care system does not support teens over 18. Our next guest was one of those statistics. She grew up with daily beatings from her father, was committed to a mental institution for the criminally insane by the age of 13, was in and out over 13 correctional institutions by the age of 16. She was addicted to heroin, was a known prostitute by the age of 19. Today, she is a successful executive for a Fortune 100 company and is doing more work for homeless youth than you can imagine. I'm so pleased to have the chance to meet and say hello to Lori Burns. Hi, Lori.
Hi. Thanks for having me on the show.
Well, thank you. And I apologize for that long-winded introduction, but my goodness, just had to set the stage. Lori, I interview folks, chat with folks on the show all the time. I'm not even sure where to begin with you. What a childhood and growing up part of your life you have had.
Yes, it's been a rough road in the beginning, but so blessed now.
Lori has just completed a book about her life, by the way. The title is Punished for Purpose. From Out of the Darkness Came a Powerful Healing Light. And I know that 75% of the book proceeds are going to the Teen Project, which you are very involved in. And we're going to talk about that just for a moment. All right. So, Lori, when you look back over your life, the first thing that comes to your mind, do you have a sense of forgiveness?
Oh, yes. And, you know, that was one of the reasons I decided to write the book. You know, I speak all over the nation in UK and Africa last year. And when I tell my story, which is about an hour, people are crying and they're like, somehow in the talking of my story, they say they were healed. And I thought if I could put this in a book, because I'm only limited to the places I can travel. And, you know, it's just one person. But if I could put this in a book, the healing story on the path out, then I could be healing people everywhere. And that's what inspired me to spend 3 grueling years writing about my downfall, and then the 13 angels and teachers that came into my life and intercepted me and my path and allowed me to turn around, forgive everyone, and go a lot of steps further by taking in 30 abused children and helping them to turn their own path around.
And some of the more severely abused and tough kids they took in.
Right, teenagers from 15 to 18, and then I keep them, of course, past that, and that's what the Teen Project is about.
Talk about, Lori, you just touched upon it, and I do want to mention that Lori is part of Oprah's Angel Network and in discussions for a pilot series, which is very exciting. Talk about, Lori, those advocates that you had, because I know you had some, you just used the word angels. Could you elaborate a little bit?
Sure. Before I do that, you just reminded me of something. We are hitting the stands in People magazine today.
Real?
I didn't know that. Yes, we are. And Adele's on the cover. So it should come out today and tomorrow.
Congratulations.
No problem. So in regards to the people that touched my life, when I got off the streets, I was I left foster care to homelessness, as most kids do. They say 65% exit foster care at 18 with nowhere to go. I ended up working the streets as a prostitute. At the age of 23, my life was almost taken by 2 gunmen. And I was so beaten down, there was nothing I could do but recover. It wasn't really a choice at that point. It was just like I had nothing left to live for. Mm-hmm. And I started to recover, and I got placed in a job where I was 23 and my boss was 23. And she was the first person that inspired me. I had nothing going for me, and she had everything going for her. And I started to, mimic her without her knowing. I started to look at how she behaves in life, how she makes eye contact, handshakes, successful, self-esteem. And I write in my book that I started to pretend I was Cindy. That was her name. And now, you know, many years later, writing my book, I had to reach out to Cindy. She didn't know I was watching her or copying her, but it actually was, you know, it was a fake it till you make it thing. I was faking like I was successful like Cindy. And she's now on the board of the Teen Project and just amazed. She had no idea.
Oh, I love, how smart of you to do that, by the way, Laurie. How smart of you to do that.
Right.
Where did you grow up? What state was this?
Long Island, New York.
Oh, in New York, not too far from us. Yep, not
right.
too far.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, it's interesting. The signature sign-off to my show, Laurie, and something that I talk about a lot and have for years and will continue to, is believe in yourself.
Right.
And it has to do with that inner belief and that self-confidence that really can make all the difference. And with the background, with the childhood that you had, it's hard to imagine how you could have a lot of self-confidence until you met Cindy and some other folks in your life. Is your dad still alive, by the way?
He is. As a matter of fact, a couple of years ago, I was speaking on a cruise ship, and when we docked, my cell phone turned on. And this is also depicted in the book, what happened on this day. And my dad was taken into a mental institution. He was going to kill himself. I think coming to the end of your life, when people get older, they start to reflect on their life and what had happened. And he saw that I had helped so many abused kids, and I think he thought he only deserved to die. Now, I had been writing my dad letters for probably the past 10 years through my own therapy because I realized maybe nobody ever loved my dad. Maybe that's the problem with my dad. And I started to write him letters about his good qualities and ignore the bad ones. And he tried to take his own life. The mental institution called me. They had had him for days over there, and he finally said, I have one daughter. My name is Lori, and you can call her. And I think it was because of those letters. So my father's in the mental institution, same man that put me in the mental institution at 13, and I'm the only person that could get him out. And, of course, I did. He's doing wonderful now. He's 78, lives in Florida, and he's in therapy.
Was your mom on the scene during those years?
During the years when I was in the mental institution?
I'm sorry, when you were growing up and he was beating you?
Yes. She left right after my bat mitzvah when I was 13. We were in Long Island, and she came to California to look for a place to go. She didn't have any money, and then she was going to send for us. But the tragic downfall with that is that the moment she left, his violence escalated, and, of course, he hid a gun and set me up and put me in that criminally insane environment. So by the time she got back to us, I was gone, and she had to locate me.
Lori Burns, author of Punished for Purpose, From Out of the Darkness Came a Powerful Healing Light. Just writing your book, Lori, you know, the word, and that this is going to sound way too trite, I apologize in advance, but the word cathartic comes to mind.
Yeah, at times. My husband said he could see like a veil of depression coming over me in the beginning, and I wrote the beginning, but I couldn't get to that end point without going to the end first. And then writing the happy ending and then coming back to the beginning, because it was just so painful. Because when I talk about it to people, it's 1 hour and then I'm in and out, and it feels kind of like an exorcism. I'm like, oh my God,
yes.
I cry through it and everything. But to write it, I have to write it in a way that you feel like you were there. So then we're talking real detail, and it was difficult to write, but I'm so glad I got it out. And I'm so glad that so many people have been healed through reading it.
What sort of feedback, and I can imagine, but what sort of feedback are you getting from folks who are reading this? And you know, it must resonate with so many folks on one level or another, even those who don't have the, and I'm going to use the word extreme, if that's okay, even folks who don't have the extreme childhood that you had.
It's so interesting that you ask. Most people don't ask this question. It's a great question. At first, I thought I'm writing this for kids that were abused so they can get out of the darkness that they're in and get into the light. But what I find is all kinds of people are getting healed from it. I have seniors at the senior center that are reading it. I have parents of kids that are addicted. I have people that didn't have any addiction problem but had a secret from their childhood that they've been keeping that's now affecting their present relationships. And I have totally normal, you know, no problem people reading it and still getting inspired that someone can go through all this and then turn around to help so many people. So I think, and I have a 12-year-old boy that just read it and wrote to me. So you just never know how it's going to touch people. I think people take what they need out of it, and that's what they get. So where I thought it was just limited to a certain audience at first, I'm realizing that people from all over are reading it and saying that they've been impacted by it.
That does not surprise me in the least. I anticipated that answer, Lori, when I asked the question.
Okay.
But yeah, isn't that, you know, that means two things. That means that there are points, facets of your story that everyone can relate to, even if it's on the minor level. And that also means, secondly, that it's a very well-written book, by the way.
Thank you.
You know,
yeah, I put an acronym in there that I used, I took my whole life and how it changed from the darkness and the hell I was in to where I am now, which is just a heavenly life that I wouldn't trade with anyone. And I created an acronym called Mastering Your Dreams. And I talk about that in the book. And I think a lot of people just take that Mastering Your Dreams and wherever they're at in life, whether they've lost their job or lost a relationship, they apply it to where they're at and it seems to work.
It's an acronym?
Yeah, it's called MASTER, and mm-hmm. It stands for Maintain the Belief You Can Do It, Add to It Every Day, See It Like It Exists Now, Talk About It Everywhere You Go, Eliminate Negative People in Your Life, Don't Mean Kill Them, Just Don't Talk to Them About Your Dreams.
And, don't mean kill them.
build relationships with successful people like I did with Cindy. So I've created this acronym, and I talk about it for a couple of pages in a chapter, and it can be applied to anything, and it's how I went from being a street prostitute to being a corporate Fortune 100 executive, and also how I created the Teen Project, which the Teen Project is a huge program that grew very quickly, and we only have one employee.
And I want to ask you about that. Could you real quickly repeat the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, the acronym for MASTER, what it stands for, starting with your M?
Yeah, M is for Maintain the Belief You Can Do It. So, like, when I stepped out with the Teen Project, it's like, we're going to save these kids, and I'm going to see it like it exists now. So M is Maintain the Belief You Can Do It.
Yes.
A is Add to It Every Day, whether I ordered a business card, sent an email, talked to someone that's adding to it. See It Like It Exists Now is the S. So I talk about it as if it exists now, not like we're going to, but like we are doing this thing.
Love it.
And yeah, talking about it is something that I do everywhere I go. So that's the T. And the E is eliminate negative people, meaning I'm not going to talk about the Teen Project to people that are saying, you can't do this, nonprofits are too hard to run, blah, 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 all the negativity.
That's right.
We don't go that direction.
We're not about that.
Yeah. We build relationships with successful people for the R. So you start to watch successful people, interview them, have lunch with them, ask them how they did what they did, and start to take notes.
I love that. MASTER. I love it, love it, love it. That and a whole lot more is in Lori's book, the title of which is Punished for Purpose. From Out of the Darkness Came a Powerful Healing Light. Your Teen Project. Talk about that a little bit, if you could.
Right. So when we started the Teen Project, my best friend and I used this master tool that I created, and we started talking about it, and within a month we had like $400 in little donations, and we were crying on the way to the bank because in that $400 was $10 here, $20 there, and a bunch of people that believed in us. And 10 months later, we had $180,000 in our little bank account.
Wow.
And we bought a house. The community knocked that little 3-bedroom house down and built it up as a 6-bedroom house. I'm talking contractors from all over the place. And that's when we started to build our volunteer team. And it's just taken off like wildfire since then. We have that college house with 6 bedrooms, which 6 girls that were homeless after foster care live in this house. And they go to college full time. And we get them cars. We call ourselves a parent to the parentless. We get them cars. We help them with college funding and everything they need to do to be successful. We also have a street outreach. They bring bus cards and food cards to kids on the street. We also have a national text home program where any youth in the nation can text the word shelter, space, their zip code, and send it to the short code 99,000. And regardless if you're in Connecticut, New York, Florida, California, it will return a shelter to your phone within 40 seconds. Close to where you're standing. We also have, we're opening a Venice Beach drop-in center tomorrow, and that there are hundreds of kids sleeping on the beach in Venice. As a matter of fact, we haven't even opened yet. We met a little girl that's been homeless for 3 years after foster care. She was sleeping in front of a storefront, and she's now in our college home signing up for college. So she's already been to her college interview. I'm just so grateful for these kids.
I
get to meet and serve. They're amazing. And lastly, we mentor ladies in 17 other states to start their own little teen project. Although I don't care what they call it, it can be their own program. I just think in order to address the magnitude of 25,000 kids exiting foster care a year, we need to all work together to create something very big.
Goosebumps, Lori. I tell you, giving me goosebumps over here.
Thank you.
And lots of other folks, I can guarantee. Lori Burns, my goodness, her teen project. One thing, you are on People Magazine, and I'm sorry, I missed the subject. Is it about your teen project or about your book?
It's about my life.
It's about, yes.
How I turned it around to help the kids. And it's got pictures of the kids that are in our house now, less a few that just joined. And one of the girls that lives with me, I also have four girls living in my personal home. And one of them is going to school to be a doctor. She was hit by a drunk driver when she was six. And no parents showed at the hospital. And that was the first of many child abuse calls. And she's amazing. So I have four kids at my house. So a feature on her and I, and then I believe five of the other kids on page 83.
Lori, thank you so much. Do you ever get to Connecticut?
I'm sure I will at some point. I haven't gotten there yet.
Well, the next...
If you do, I'll definitely write to you and let you know.
Absolutely. Let me know. Would love to have you in studio. We're on five stations in Connecticut. Would love for you to come in and spend some time in the studio. So do give me a heads up when you are going to come into the state, if you could. Would so look forward to that. Lori Burns, the title of her book is Punishing for Purpose. From Out of the Darkness Came a Powerful Healing Light. Her life, her story is just incredible, how she was able to turn it around. Equally incredible. Is your book available everywhere at this point, Lori?
Well, it's on Amazon, it's on Kindle, and I believe one other download type program. But yes. I know it's on Amazon, it's on Kindle, and it's on Barnes & Noble.
Perfect. Well, that's about every place when you come right down to it.
Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Lori, thank you. Is there a website that you could share, that you'd care to share?
Yes, you can either go to theteenproject.com. Or you can go to punishforpurpose.com.
Punishforpurpose.com. Lori, thank you so much. We'd love to keep in touch with you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Take care.
Okay.
Oh, goodness. What a story. We need to take a break. I love her, and I will repeat when we come back her acronym for MASTER, M-A-S-T-E-R, what those six powerful letters can stand for, do stand for in Lori's world. Open phones as well when we return. This is Mary Jones on the Talk of Connecticut.